This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Mike Rickard joined by John Rager, and in the house, without further ado, it is the man. I'm not going to ask you to join the conversation because you're probably out of breath, but Bill Buttner, the North Carolina phenom, the legend. Wow. In his own mind.
There we go. That's better.
And of course, our other pro has joined us as we start our number two, John Rager. Say hello to Mr. Buttner.
Hey, Bill, it's great to have you on the show again this week. How many ladies did you have at the Wine and Dine?
We had seven. There were seven sad faces when I left. So, I mean, you got to break somebody's heart along the way.
Well, I tell you whose heart we broke.
No, don't tell me Patty was here.
Patty is here in spirit every day. Did you see the mural outside?
I did see this mural outside.
I figured you probably took pictures and wept.
I just took pictures and then didn't watch you put it up there. That's what I wept about.
I did. And watched the progress was superb, but he had another meeting, so we just got done with a great conversation
with Wade.
With, is it Wade or Ward?
That was Ward.
It's Ward.
Yeah,
Ward.
Yes,
I know it's Ward, but I fat fingered it when I sent it to you guys, Wade, and then I forgot to correct John, and he's going on. And, you know, it's all my fault. I threw myself under the bus. But what a great guy. He was a freshman when you were a senior. Right. He told some interesting stories on the air.
Oh, I hope not. I really hope not. Because then,
John Rager, am I lying? I'm dying if I'm lying, right?
Well, I didn't know you could play golf with your shirt off in college.
Wow. I didn't know that. There's a lot of stories that were happening in those days.
Well, hey, he witnessed them.
He was a freshman. Well, I mean, he had his eyes large and in charge. I mean, what can I tell you?
Well, guess what? We're going to be spending a lot of time with him next week. I'm going to get more stories out of him. But next Thursday, can you get off?
I will make sure.
You and I and John are going to go do the show live up there.
Perfect. That sounds good.
Next Thursday. See how easy that was, John?
That was easy. In fact, I think we got everybody named into calling in. Terry McNally wants to call in, too. I'll just then let him know to call in. My goodness. We start talking about our cast of characters, our fellow cast of characters out there, and all of a sudden they all want to come in and show up and defend themselves.
Well, we're going to take care of a little business. We're going to talk to Ben Smith. He owns T&D Golf over in Tampa, Oldsmar. We'll talk to Ben, and then we'll get back to the business of the Tar Heels back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Tar Heels have a nice team right now, number two in the country.
Well, my first year was the first year of really scholarshiping men's golf, which was before then, it was just Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, right.
Right, that's kind of where you went, the Arnold Palmer Scholarship, and everybody else was playing for second. So,
I didn't bring up that you went there to play basketball. Well, I did say this, though, and I have said it to your face. It's amazing how that Massachusetts gentlemen, all of a sudden, sounds like a country bumpkin from North Carolina the rest of his life.
Isn't that the truth?
That's why I call you Andy Griffith.
Wow.
The Andy Griffith of Eckerd College.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
I'll see you Saturday night. I'm going to be there for girls' senior night.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a 4:00 game.
Hannah Wentworth. Her entire family is coming from New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. And she brought me a New Zealand hat for the rugby team, the Blacks. So I'm going to wear that and represent.
You didn't hear what happened last night, did you?
No.
Oh, so bad. They were at, where were they at? I think they was at Emory Riddle. They had a 26-point lead in the third quarter.
The girls did? And lost. I'm not reaching out to her today.
I almost got sick hearing that.
I'm not reaching out to her today.
Yeah.
But anyway, in this hour, we'll talk a little next week. Of course, we'll be up there at Feather Sound. We were going to the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
I am going there on Wednesday. Helping on Wednesday.
You are big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But John Rager had a very good point, John. Go ahead and tell him why we are staying right here at home at Feather Sound, which I think will be superb.
Well, you know, it's just a wealth of golf that's coming through the Florida swing, and so obviously the Arnold Palmer Invitational is the event you want to go to, you know, especially if it's in your backyard. And I know, you know, I always go over there every year, and, you know, it's a great time to see some maybe the players you knew or the players that you have known or the folks that are in the media or just people we haven't seen for a while. And it's just such a great venue and world-class tournament, and it's one of those things that's an elevated event. But we also, with the North Florida PGA, Mike, Bill, and I, you know, our section champion gets to play in that Arnold Palmer Invitational every year by virtue of a sponsor's exemption that Mr. Palmer personally gave us as part of the North Florida PGA. But one of the things we set up when I was president of the North Florida PGA, we created the chaperone program where you walk with the pro-am groups. You walk inside the ropes, so you get your picture taken with the tour pro and the four amateurs. But your job is to help the caddies and help the players, because what happens is a lot of these caddies are just kids, or their neighbors, or their business associates, and they're just volunteering because they don't have as many caddies as you think to, you know, be able to host a pro-am. And the benefits of the pro-am go to the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Women and Children. So what happens with that is they played 7.5-hour rounds, and they weren't able to raise as much money. So we created this chaperone program, and a North Florida PGA golf professional walks in every group, and it speeds it up to, like, just under 5 hours, and they're able to make hundreds of thousands of dollars more for the charity. So Wednesday's a fun day, you know, because you get, you know, Bill and I know we'll get to see a lot of the our friends and folks that are fellow club pros. But yes, we decided that this Aramco Team Series Tampaville, you know, and you know it because you know personally the players like Brittany Lithicum and some of the others that are playing. This is a worldwide event. They play 5 tournaments on 3 continents. And this is the only North American appearance they're making. So this is international. This is big-time stuff. So we decided, you know what, we would just rather go ahead and stay close to home and go on over there. And we hope that you're going to be able to join us on Thursday. Hope you don't, you know, stay all night, you know, having a good time and wake up that next morning on the first fairway at Bay Hill and realize you can't get back in time on Thursday. But we'd love to have you hang out with us Thursday. So because we're going to do a broadcast. And so, Bill, we're looking forward to you being with us for that broadcast, and hopefully we'll get to meet the next future LPGA superstar or LET superstar with some of these young girls playing in the tournament. And in Feather Sound, I haven't seen it since they've redone it, but it looks like it's going to be a great venue for a tournament like this, and there's going to be worldwide attention. So we're going to do our duty, and we're going to be there. We're going to cover it and have some fun and watch some excellent golf.
Yeah, I was with Brittany yesterday. Brittany had Gary Koch come in to teach her a little bit of putting. And so I don't know.
Down to St. Pete Country Club?
Yeah.
Thanks again for calling me.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks again for calling me again.
And Gary was there today playing golf with the members.
He's going to be there a lot now.
Yeah, he's going to be there an awful lot because we're starting on Monday.
All right. Well, let's
hey, you know, wait, before we get into that, we just want to insult Mike Moore. Is that... So, Bill, yeah, that's great to have Gary Koch out there, you know, and I know he's going to redo St. Pete Country Club, and it's going to be a great remake, I'm sure. He's done a lot of great remakes across the state. And on a little side job I have, I do something called Mic'd Up Social with Barry Smith, who's a Florida Sports Hall of Famer. And we have all these famous Hall of Famers from around the country, and especially part of our Florida Sports Hall of Fame, do interviews. So we ended up, we're going to do at 4 o'clock on Friday, we're going to be Mic'd Up Social with Gary Koch. Barry and I are going to talk to Gary Koch, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about is the remake of St. Pete Country Club and his putting prowess and his winning of the Payne Stewart Award and all the different things that Gary Koch is, because he is such a part of the community, not only for the PJ Tour, but actually for the North Florida PJ and all the club pros.
And he had won the New Year's Invitational 50 years ago, too, back in his amateur days.
All right, well, let's go to a guy that deals with a lot of amateurs, a lot of hacks like me, okay. and probably a lot of pros. And he is Ben Smith. He is the owner, proprietor, CEO, probably the restroom cleaner, every chore that you have to take care of over there at St. Pete Country Club in your clubhouse. And he has T&D Golf, and he's kind enough to join us. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing?
We're not doing too shabby. It looks like you've had a nice, successful run as I'm looking at the pictures of your locations. Talk about your background, where you grew up, how you got in the game of golf, and when you decided that you wanted to get your own shops. And, of course, you've been a success, especially in this day and age of the big boxes, the big boys coming into town, you know, Edwin Watts and the PGA Store, and, of course, Dick's Sporting Goods and Golf Galaxy. But old T&D Golf just keeps rocking and rolling. So share a little bit with our audience your success story and how you got to this point.
Well, basically, what happened was my father, when he was a young man, he got a teaching job in Ashland, Virginia, as a teaching pro there. And we moved to North Carolina when I was one. He had it to a private club. He was the PGA professional there. And then we had a chance to buy a 9-hole par 3 course in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We had that until 83. And then we had a chance to open up a Nevada Bob's golf and tennis franchise down here in Tampa. So when I was 11, we moved down here. We had the first Nevada Bob's in Central Florida. It was on Lois and 275 in Tampa. We had that from 83 to 87. And we opened up the first T&D, which is Terry and Deason, my father and brother. We opened that in 1986 in Oldsmar, and it's still open today. And then I went through, I worked at Nevada Bob's, I worked at T&D, and then I went through high school and college. When I graduated, we opened up the T&D on Waters. And we was originally a warehouse for the other T&D because the other T&D was doing so well. But we had people starting to come in, and this was before social media and everything. And like, hey, is this a golf shop? And I'm like, yeah, sure it is. So we just went ahead and opened up a full-fledged second location there. And I've been there ever since. I've been running that store since 1996. My brother's been running the other store since 86. And my mom is and my dad are out of the business officially. But my mom comes in every once in a while. People love her and everything. We're just about, you know, we're a little bit of a unique kind of a situation. We don't focus on new. We focus on used. We focus on trade-ins. We focus a tremendous amount of time on repairs. We do both of our stores are known for doing gripping, repairs, reshafting, loft and lie, all that kind of stuff. So I've been playing golf since I was, sorry about that, I dropped my phone. I've been playing golf since I was 4. I played since I was 7 years old, several events until I got to about 18, then kind of high school and college took over, and you know, getting into the work field, and I just play now as an amateur, but love the game, and I love helping people save money playing it, and that's basically what our mission is.
Well, I'm sitting across from a former North Carolina Tar Heel, and when you were given that history, he gets moisty-eyed any time he gets a chance to hear people from North Carolina and your family success probably hit a soft spot there.
Well, Butner. Rocky Mount, I mean, Phil Ford, legendary. Come on now.
Okay. Yeah, when I was there, it was kind of small, but of course, it's gotten bigger now. And all the eastern courses, you know, Carolina is known for Pinehurst, of course, and all the courses there. But I mean, there's plenty of courses in the central western mountain area, the eastern part where it's all flat. I mean, North Carolina is, you know, everyone's going to die and move to North Carolina. or they're going to retire and move to North Carolina.
Especially those people up in Iowa who are trying to get
Hey.
Did I say that?
I can mute that mic. Well, no, you came all this way. Our last guest went to North Carolina at the same time frame that Bill Butner did and was on the golf team. So a little North Carolina flavor to this.
Yes.
So Ben, where are the three locations in today's world in 2024? You still in the same exact same locations?
Yep. We're still at two locations now. We had two in Brandon, but those were in the 90s and the early 2000s. We sold both of those, and eventually they went out of business. But currently we have the main two main locations. We have one in Oldsmar, in the Oldsmar Flea Market, which is on Hillsborough and Racetrack Road. My brother owns that one. And I'm on Waters and Del Mabry in Tampa. And I tell everybody my location is basically about 10 minutes north of the stadium and about 10 minutes northeast of the airport is where I'm at.
Easy to find, right?
Yeah, it's easy to find. The best way is just Google us, you know, just Google TND Golf and you'll see me. I'm blessed. We have about 120 plus five-star ratings right now in my location. And Mike, at the end of the day, it's cliche, but at the end of the day, and this is going to sound like a sales pitch, and I don't want to get all salesy, but it's all about treating people right. And my mom and dad taught me that a long time ago. And in this world, everybody wants to, you know, make the biggest sale and have the big, you know, people don't look at the long game. You don't have to try to make the biggest sale and everyone that comes in. What you want is people that trust you, that know you're going to, you know what you're talking about, and you're going to give them a good deal, and you have repeat customers. And that's what we have. You know, these big stores come and go, and they do what they do very well. There's plenty of business to go around. I never knock anyone else in the golf industry. But what they do well. They have the big stores. They have all the high-end product. They have all the fancy things. That's great. But we're all about trying to help you save money. So I'm going to have a price point for a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I'm going to be able to offer you something for $100 or something for $1,000. I'm going to be able to offer you world-class repair and service, which the big stores don't focus on now. That is, and they'll tell you that. That's not their thing. And again, I'm not knocking anyone. But we just do what we do right. And you're going to come in, and you know, and I'll tell you, if I don't have what I have for you, I'm not going to say the wrong thing. And I'm going to be whatever budget you're going to want to be in. I'm not going to be a used car salesman. They say you want to spend $200, and I'm not going to try to make you spend $400, or vice versa, or any of that kind of thing. And people think it's corny, and it's all, you know, like country bumpkin-ish or whatever. But I just believe in treating people right. We've been there 38 years at Oldsmar. I've been there 28 years at my store. We don't hardly do any advertising. We don't have the budget for it. It's all about word of mouth. It's all about Google reviews, our internet presence, with that kind of stuff, because people can see us, and it's all about treating people right. And that's just the way we are.
Well, looking at your picture,
well, you know,
Ben,
I tell you what, just from listening to you there, this is John Rager, and I've had the opportunity in the past to own and operate a golf course, and one of the secrets that you have to be successful is that you go out and you get a couple thousand people who want to spend money with you and come back and come back and come back and tell your friends. And what we should do is record what you just said and send that out as training for all the PGA golf professionals out there who are running golf courses to hear what it takes to become successful, because I have a great amount of respect for you to be able to take a small family business and still be in business, survive the COVID, survive the big boxes, and offer the service and the price points that it needs to really especially grow the game of golf. And you know, all the questions I was going to ask, you just answered them in that little talk. So we need to bottle that up and ship it out to everybody. This is how you run a successful golf business.
Well, hey, you must take a little time to yourself, Ben. You look incredibly fit, unless that's a picture from the past. But you must be a workout king, because you look like you could handle yourself too.
I appreciate that, Mike. I try. I mean, I'm nowhere like my kids, and they live in the gym. But no, I try to take care of myself and everything, because you know, anyway. Thank you for that. That kind of threw me off my game there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How do people find you before we let you go on your website for all the locations?
The best way, Mike, we don't even have a website anymore because we just have so much popularity with Google. Just Google golf shops in the area, Google TND Golf. All my stuff's listed right there. There's pictures of the store that are fresh pictures that are new on there now. All my contact information is on there. I have it set up where you can send me a message. We respond pretty much instantaneously. I run all the social media. I run all the Q&A. When people have a Facebook message, it comes to me. If it's a Google message, it comes to me. The easiest way is just to find me on Google. Just search TND Golf in Tampa. You'll see my big old head with my big old hair and all that stuff. But I'd love to help people. And John, you made a good point about that. And the one thing you were saying, and feel free to take my recording and send it out like you're saying. But let me just end it with one thing about running golf courses. My dad taught me this a long time ago. From being a club professional at a private club and a public club and owning an own 9-hole par 3. Think about this for 1 second. And this is something that you could probably sell for a bazillion dollars. You already have tons of people that are paying you money per month to play at your facility. Why are you not taking care of it in the pro shop? Why are you not taking care of your ladies, having a ladies' day where ladies can have something out there for special? Take care of the ladies. Have a family day. Discounts in the pro shop. You have paying members that are already invested in your facility. Why should they go anywhere else to buy anything? They ought to be buying it from you, and they ought to be taking care of it. Every country club is already having people dedicated to you. Take care of the people you have. I never understood it.
Well, you know, Ben, I can tell you that is so true. We developed the Bloomingdale Golfers Club years ago. We sold it well over 30 years ago. We sold it beginning in 1991. But we used that exact philosophy. At the end of 1991, we did $1 million in our golf shop and merchandise.
You got it, John. You got it. That's back in 91.
The philosophy we had, whether it was golf merchandise or anything else, we wanted people to wake up that morning. What are you going to do? Well, we want them to think of us first, okay? And then if they're going to spend any amount of money on anything in golf, come to us first. We'll figure it out for you. Hey, you want to take a trip to Scotland? We'll help you get that trip to Scotland, okay? Hey, if you need a dozen golf balls and you only buy one dozen golf balls a year and you only want to spend $12, we'll come up with that dozen golf balls for you. And that is so true, and that's the secret. I guess we gave our secret out to being successful in the golf business, but, you know, you build up that following of people no matter what it is. You just cater to their needs and whatever they want. You don't want them straying away and going somewhere else. So you're right. You don't mark things up to the point that you're trying to make the biggest sale like you're on Wall Street or you're a big box. You're just trying to take care of people, and they'll come back, and they'll come back, and they'll come back. And the longer you're in the business, all of a sudden their kids start coming back to you and coming back.
That's a great point, John. It's amazing because I've seen so many people that have passed away, which is very sad, but I have, being there 28 years, I'm 51 now, I have kids bringing their kids in. And I tell you, that makes you feel old real quick.
Yeah, sure what makes you feel old? I spent 25 years as an announcer on the Champions Tour. I did the Tampa tournament when it was the GTE, and that was the Outback and all that. And I remember when I first started out, all the players were my big-time heroes, Nicklaus and Palmer and all that. And then it started being my contemporaries. You know, then you were like Crenshaw and Kite and those guys. And then, all of a sudden, Woody Austin's out there on the Champions Tour, and he was in my junior golf program at Babe Zaharias Golf Course. And, you know,
wow.
That's scary.
Wow.
You are old, Rager. Wow. Hey, we got to run, Ben. Thanks for taking time. I know you do join the Paul Porter Show occasionally. Of course, that is a great show right here on Tan Talk Radio Network, right before our Saturday show from 9 to 11, the home team show. And it's obvious you're comfortable on the mic, so we'll be reaching out to you again, get your perspective on things. And I like your positive attitude, Ben Smith. You have a great evening.
Mike, you guys, I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
All right, my
Thanks,
friend.
Ben.
Hey, you know who's been on? I thought he was at a dinner, but he must have taken the time out. And he is the only member
Hello.
Of the entertainment squad that we're going to be talking to tonight. And he is the great Kerry McNally, fresh off another episode of Late Night Tampa. And the shows just keep getting better, Kerry McNally.
Ah, thank you, sir. Tampa Bay tonight, yes, on Red House Streaming. Episode 2 dropped on Monday. Episode 3 is in the hopper. It's in the oven. But I'm so excited to talk with you guys about next week and what's happening in our backyard at Feather Sound Country Club. John, what do you think of this? Are you excited?
Well, no, it is exciting. You know what we really look forward to? It's an international event. You got the major mover and shakers behind it. It's a chance for Feather Sound to showcase what they've done and in their big renovation. But more importantly is, again, there's five of these tournaments worldwide. This is the only North American tournament that they'll have. It's a combination of European lady tour players, amateurs, plus some LPGA players. They're pretty dang famous, even the local Brittany Lithicum, and you got Lexi Thompson and you have some others in there, so it's going to be a wonderful, unique event where you have teams on Friday and Saturday, and then they play individually on Sunday. Hey, there's $5 million prize purse in these tournaments. So again, this is a unique thing. You know, may only come to Tampa once because we were talking to Ward Chapman, who's director of media and works for Performance 54. They're the ones staging the tournament, And he said that, you know, they like to move it around to different markets to expose the tour to different markets. Last year they were in Trump Doral. The 2 years before it, they were in New York. So this may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to it. So we're excited to go over there next Thursday and do our broadcast and hang around all day and see what's going on.
Yeah, and our regular listeners probably know that I was a big part of that club for several, like, almost a year. Well, basically, almost a year. And, you know, Dale Schmidt, the owner, and his lovely wife, and Shane Crawford, the GM, Tabitha Brown, the membership director, and John Rennell, the director of golf, they all wanted this, that this was part of the vision when Dale bought the golf course. And that's what, you know, John Rennell and Dale have been about with Shane running things, and I couldn't be happier for him. And the golf course is on a beautiful piece of property located centrally to both airports, to downtown St. Pete, to, you know, just across the way to downtown Tampa. But how much time do I have, Mike? Because I want to talk about this golf course and what these professionals are facing and what we can anticipate as far as scoring. Do we have time to do that?
Yeah, we got James Poulter on in about 7 minutes from the Chichi Rodriguez, and then
okay.
I got to.
I'll keep this at 2 minutes. You ready?
You bet.
Okay, so things are gonna we're gonna see fireworks right out of the gate because the first hole is a reachable par five. It's a great way to start, regardless of your skill level. But my guess is our professionals are gonna be firing at this thing. And we're going to see a lot of birdies and a few eagles over the course of the tournament. And then number two on my list is the number three, which is an easy, very straight par three back towards the mangroves. And then you've got a really short par four at number five. It's only 400 yards. And you have another one right behind it on number seven at 406 yards. And then you get the par three with the water as you come back towards the clubhouse. I think we're going to see people going really low right on the front. The back is harder, but 10 is also a short par four. And then 17 is the signature hole, water down the left side, an island green. If I were going to this tournament and going to spend some time, I'd bring a chair and I would park right there on the 17th. It's a short walk from the clubhouse and it's a great view, and par threes are a great place to watch professional golf. And then obviously 18 has water down the right side, the entire right side, and you kind of stride up that hill, hopefully in the winner's column, right to the clubhouse. Patrons will be up on the two balconies overlooking the 18th green. I think it's going to be really exciting, especially if they finish near sunset.
Well, you know, Kerry, that sounds pretty interesting, even about radio. In fact, I'm running to my garage right now to put my golf shoes on, you know, my spikes on for this round. I tell you that in the back of my head, I don't know if it's my blood pressure, my ears ringing, or I swore I heard helicopter sounds as you were doing this flyover and describing the Featherstone Country Club. In fact, that was when I look at that, that's definitely a three-beer round if you're a spectator to be able to walk all 18 holes out there.
If you're lightweight.
Yeah, I'm of the school of thought that you park, that you find a good par three relatively close to the clubhouse, and you just stay there and watch the parade go through.
And close to the vendors, right?
I was going to say, Kerry, I think...
close to the vendors, you got a par three, so you're seeing the tee shot and all that stuff. Yeah, that's great.
I'm
excited for them. I couldn't be more excited.
I was with a member yesterday that played Feathersound 2 days ago. And they said the defense of the golf course is going to be the greens. They were running at 11, but they said that they're possibly going to get them to 13. So that's going to be a challenge for anybody.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, you know, listen to Bill Butner there talking about things. You know, but the pedigree that Mike and I have is different than Bill. Bill talks about, I played with a member here. I played with a member there. I had a member tell us this. You know, Mike and I were out there. We like, hey, Mike, did you hear? We had a busboy tell us that the food's good there. We had a guy that was fired as the cart guy for stealing beer from a charity outing, and he said that, man, ninth green is just treacherous.
Quit giving up my resources. Quit giving up my informants.
Yeah,
come on, man.
All right, well, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to check in and tell you guys that I love you and I miss
you.
Hey,
you have something coming up. Wait, you're hot headlining. Tell us about it. coming up.
Yeah, well, okay, that's a ways off, but that is the first night of Innisbrook and the Valspar, and that night across the very street, 19, where Innisbrook is located in Palm Harbor, I am headlining a comedy show at Snapper's Grill and Comedy Club, and we're going to have lots of fun golf references. It's going to be an interactive hour of comedy. Very funny comedian going to be in front of me doing his act, and we've got a wonderful MC. And so it's the 21st of March at Snapper's Grill and Comedy Club, right on 19 in Palm Harbor, across the street from Innisbrook. So if you're going to go to the golf tournament that day, come and see us. And the food is really good for a comedy club. I'm not just saying that. They have sushi. They have really fresh. They have a fresh kitchen. And the stuff is delicious, and hopefully it'll be very funny.
So the appetizers don't taste funny at all then, right?
Exactly.
All right, he's Kerry McNally. He's our resident comedian and, of course, our marketing genius, our videographer. I appreciate you taking time, and happy to have you in our world, my friend. And you brought up Valspar, so we're going to shift gears right now, and we're going to talk to a gentleman that I know you know well, and that is James Poulter, Chi-Chi Rodriguez. Of course, he's the man with the plan up there. And he's got the first tee, and he's kind of enough to take time to. He's never gotten over the fact that I was calling for Ian Poulter in the clubhouse. If you remember that old man slip about a year ago, hey, could you get a hold of Ian Poulter for me? Hey, James, how are you, man?
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Every time I see your name, I just beat it in my brains. James Poulter, you freaking goofball. So, busy time of year for you. I see all kinds of things. You actually shut the facility down for about an hour today. Was it today or yesterday for a little maintenance work?
Yeah, we were closed yesterday afternoon on the golf course, and for an hour or so at the driving range, we were putting out some pre-emergent stuff for the golf course for summer.
Well, the last time we had a conversation, it was right before the Annika, and you were sending a contingency of youngsters over there for one of her clinics. How about the Valspar? We'll be live up there on that Thursday doing our show. In fact, we'll be at Feather Sound a week from today doing our show as well. Do you got anybody heading over to Valspar this year, part of your youth group, the kids?
Yeah. You know, obviously it's a big week for us. You know, we're really excited that the PGA Tours are at Innisbrook, and so yeah, we're going to be activating all week. Lots of volunteering going on. On Tuesday, we're doing a junior golf clinic, 3:30 on the Tuesday, and then we'll be out there all week volunteering. Some of our kids will be standard bearers on Thursday as well, first day of the actual tournament.
Well, that event, you're looking at the field as it develops, and more players will be making the announcement probably after this week or even after next week at the Arnold Palmer. But looking forward to that as well. And that tournament just continues to get better each and every year, even though they moved it on the calendar.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the players love to play there. It's actually a really good test for them with, you know, some preparation for Augusta. You know, there's some blind shots, some elevation changes. The wind kind of swirls around with the trees and the tree-lined fairways. But, you know, really the reason why it's so successful is, you know, part of the team that's there with Tracy West and Pro Links and all the people that are working out hard to promote it. You know, we're very lucky for Valspar to be the title sponsor. And, you know, in a normal year, normally over $1 million at least goes back to the community to, you know, 50, 60 different charities. So it's a huge event for the whole region, really.
Hey, James, we are Florida's fastest growing radio show. We have a lot of new listeners out there. Why don't you just give us a quick update on, you know, what you do, what your organization's about, you know, how people can get involved with it? Because I think, you know, a lot of times everybody assumes that we know who we're talking to and what's going on. But tell us a little bit about the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Golf Course Foundation and your role and everything wrapped up into it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's a great point. You know, obviously, you know, the region's still growing. Florida's still growing. Lots of people move in. So I'm the CEO with the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Youth Foundation. I've been with the foundation now 20 years. I moved over from England. I started out as a volunteer and then got a job as a summer camp coach, and kind of the rest is history 20 years later. But our main mission is to actually operate a public school in partnership with the Pinellas County School System. So we have 90 kids that are going to school there every day on campus, and it's actually on a golf course. So the kids are there because they're performing below grade level, and we help them get back on track. And all the proceeds from people playing golf come back to help fund the programs. So when people play golf or hit balls at the driving range, it supports the programs. And then we're also part of the first tee. So we're the first tee at Clearwater. So we teach junior golf to any kids that are interested from 7 to 18 in North Pinellas County. So from Tarpon Springs down to Largo. So there's thousands of kids that come through our programming in after school, summer camps, weekends, you know, year-round programming that we do through First Tee as well.
Well,
yeah, James, I'll tell you, as many times that we've had you on the show and everything that that I know about what you guys do, I didn't really realize the extent of that school and what that really means.
I didn't either.
Had no idea. Yeah, I mean, that is fantastic.
The school's really, you know, it's really important, especially kind of post-COVID. There's lots of challenges within the school system and middle school kids and all the pressures that they have, even through social media and you know, anxiety and different issues with school. So, you know, we provide a different way for them to learn, educate, and get back on track academically.
Well, James, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you taking time to join us. How do people get a hold of your foundation if they want to get involved with the organization?
The best way is our website. We've got a really good website, lots of information. It's just chichi.org, so chichi.org. And there's all information about the foundation, the golf club, the driving range, First Tee, how you can get involved, how you can get a volunteer. But like I say, even just coming out and playing golf and hitting balls, it helps the programs and it helps the kids. So that's really cool.
Well, if you're around in a couple of weeks up there at the Valspar on Thursday, maybe I'll reach out to you and grab you for a conversation.
Yeah.
Bill, John, and I'll be up there on Thursday, and we'll be broadcasting live. How's that sound?
That sounds great. We'll be out there. I'll be out there every day.
All right, my man. Thanks for taking time, James, as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for all your time.
Thanks. You bet. Let's take a quick break, and then you can come back and hammer me, and we can go. We can talk about North Carolina and the stories that Ward shared with us about your behavior back in your Tar Heel days when you had hair, and I'm looking forward to digging into the archives.
Okay, you got it.
All right, we'll be back on the T Florida Live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and of course Michelob Ultra. We'll be right back on the T Florida.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse, and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. have. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to our last segment of On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and of course Shipyard Beer, and then Michelob Ultra. And we've got a couple of in March, I'll make some announcements that'll be exciting for the direction that we're heading, and John Rager behind the scenes as well. First of all, we're going to have to squeeze in the John Rager report.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to the weather report.
Yep.
But tell us a little history of Ward as a freshman. Were you one of those upperclassmen that kind of thumbed your nose at the rookies?
Well, I was.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
You started
wow.
hesitating right away.
Well, first of all, I'll let you know that I was living in the pro shop in the ladies' locker room area. So I was a fixture at Finley Golf Course. So freshmen that came on came and went, and they didn't spend the time like I did on the range, in the clubhouse, cleaning out the bathrooms, picking up the range.
You lived there?
I lived there for 4 years. I lived there.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I just, the only problem was in the morning.
I bet you could tell some stories there, bro.
Oh. Yeah, we
could do that too. A little Caddyshack action.
Oh, there was a lot of things that we did that the city didn't need to know,
or anybody
didn't need to know,
and your mom didn't need to know.
We won't go there.
I mean, exactly.
Family show here. Remember that. But I was there. We were a very good team. We finished fifth in the nation the year before. We had a great returning team. So the freshman had a hard time breaking into the lineup. So he was on the outskirts, and we were kind of pushing forward.
Well, he was excited. When I told him who my pros were, I said John Rager, and I said, and Bill Butner. He said, Bill Butner in North Carolina? And that's how the conversation. I'd gotten a media release from him through Radio St. Pete, and so I reached out to him. I also talked to John Renaud, the director of golf operations up there, and he said, he said, do you want to talk to Ward? Or Wade, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
But anyway.
But my last year there, I was coaching the freshman team, and he was not on that freshman team. He was, I think, a sophomore that year.
Gotcha. So he never really got to know Bill Butner.
Not the real Finley Bill Butner.
Correct. Gotcha. All right. Well, now I got that out of the way.
Okay.
But I'll behind the scenes, wait till I see him next Wednesday and Thursday. Give me some more. I need some more ammo.
I can't wait to see him either.
I need some more Bill Butner ammo. Is this going to be one of those, you got to make an apology?
No.
I'm sorry I'm sorry, Derek, that you were just a pup and I snubbed my nose at you.
We were studs. I mean, trust me.
We were studs. Did you hear that, John Rager? I never thought I'd hear that out of Bill Butner, Andy Griffith, the nicest guy on the planet's mouth. We were studs.
Well, you know, there's a saying in the golf business, the older we get, the better we were.
There you go.
Hey, he's still there, man. He's a stud. He just left seven women at the country club.
With sad faces, I might
With add. Sad faces.
Yes.
Yeah. So from now on, I'm going to go, Bill the Stud Butner.
Wow. There you go. That's a thought.
There we go. That's the new opening.
Bill Butner is man's threat and lady's pet.
Time for the weather report.
All right, it's time for Wild Bill. Here we go. We need a weather report, Bill. Here we go. It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion, what golfers wear when they're fishing. Well, this weather report's coming to you from Tampa, Florida. Why Tampa, Florida? We're going to tell you that in a second. Right now, Tampa, Florida, is 72 degrees, humidity 73%, winds northeast 14 miles per hour. Ooh, quite a breeze there for Tampa, Florida. And no rain, cloud cover 56%. Now, the reason we're bringing Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report to you from Tampa is we just want to put a little plug in for a special event with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame called Bourbon, Baseball, and Cigars. And we have Wade Boggs, Mike Heath, Gary Sheffield, Dave Magnadon, and Lou Piniella coming. amongst another several dozen other major league professional baseball players out there to the J.C. Newman Cigar Company on Wednesday, March 20th at 6:30 to 9:30, at the J.C. Newman Cigar Company. And what we're doing is we're just celebrating baseball. So you come, you get cigars, you get bourbon. There's a silent auction of signed memorabilia that is second to none in the world of baseball, I can tell you.
It's a cool event, man. I'm telling you, as an outsider initially 3 years ago, 2 years ago, it's a cool event. And I was overwhelmed that night. And I got to hang out with Sweet Lou Piniella, Wade Boggs, you know. Nobody knew me with the exception of Barry Smith, and he no-showed me. So here I am. You were probably there, John Rager, and you snubbed me. But anyway, Clemmie Perry took me under her wing, but I had a wonderful time, and the MC was the great late Dave Wills, the voice of the Rays that we lost last year about this same time, and he was the MC, and I just got goosebumps thinking about that night because he was one hell of a man.
Well, this year we're gonna have Dwayne Statz, who the Rays baseball on television. He's gonna be our MC. Plus, we have DJ Fresh as for entertainment. Plus, we have some other baseball players. Luis Alicia is coming. We have some other Hall of Famers that aren't baseball players, but they're going to be there, like Dexter Jackson, who is the Super Bowl MVP of 37 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So anyway, just wanted to roll that in as part of Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. So there you have it, Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank. If you go to yankandcrank.com/myshopify.com, you can buy a hat.
And how do they get there again?
You go to Yank and Crank. So I'm going to spell that out. YANKNCRANK. That's yankandcrank.com.
Hey, I got why we've been on the Bill Buettner story, and I haven't been all over you. This is a story that I want you to share. Who's the coolest guy or gal that you've golfed with?
Wow!
I've been wanting to ask you that for months, and I always forget.
Okay, coolest. Define cool.
Like a JD, like a John Daly. Who's the coolest?
Tom Watson was by far the biggest name / nicest guy.
Kansas City native.
Or Larry Nelson was phenomenal as, playing with and being nice. And
I was so wrong last week, John. Well, I'm wrong every show for 2 hours. But I said Jerry Pate. I'd interviewed Jerry Pate, and I said he was a Steelers fan. No. It was Larry Nelson that I talked to, who was a diehard. He was a Chuck Knobloch. I think that's who was the coach that back in their heyday.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Larry Nelson and he were great friends. He knew Terry Bradshaw and he are close friends. Larry Nelson was the guy.
Larry Nelson's so nice, so great a person, genuine.
How about an amateur celebrity?
Amateur celebrity. Wow.
Mike Rickard?
That's close right there. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think during the Bob Hope tournament. Played with, who was that?
Must not have been that memorable.
I know. Mickey Rooney was
Mickey
one.
Rooney? Mickey Rooney. How cool is that?
That was pretty nice.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. He has some stories.
Yeah, well, he only had 12 wives.
And yes, they were there, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, just the amateurs you run to and the pro-ams are phenomenal. They all think you know what you're talking about when you talk about golf. So I have their attention for 5 hours to play golf with them, and they listen to what I say, which is unusual because you come to this radio show and that doesn't happen. So
nobody wants to listen
to
you.
Nobody wants to listen.
I'm asking you all these questions. I think they're great, right, John Rager?
Well, I can tell you that's a tough question to answer because I remember when I used to run a national tournament for a popular magazine, the most intimidating round of golf I ever had was with Miss July, 1999.
Oh. Wow. Okay. I haven't gone that route at all.
I would take that role.
Yeah, that was.
I'd be a caddy. I'd pick up the trash, whatever they want. How about female?
Female, wow.
You are a ladies' man. We were just told by a fellow Tar Heel.
I understand that, but
I understand that.
We're talking
Bill Stud.
I'm trying to think who. I really, in the pro-ams, I've rarely played with women.
Well, they probably heard of your reputation.
That's probably true, but yeah, I never really did play with a superstar, celebrity, lady. It was always...
Well, you had your own posse. They probably didn't want to be intimidated.
I'm sure.
I'm sure of that. John Rager, we got a few minutes left. Any parting statements? A little John Rager quick report? A little tidbit?
Well, since we're up against some time, I just want to talk about a couple events coming up, because it's onthetfloridagolf.com, onthetfloridagolf.com. That's our website, and one of the things we list are the current events going out. So I just did talk about baseball, bourbon, and cigars with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. There's another tournament coming up, and it's the 50 Legs Golf Scramble presented by T-Dog Brewery. And Thursday, May 23rd, at Seminole Lake Country Club. And it's a four-person scramble. What you want to do is get yourself over to seadogbrewing.com, and you'll see a link there to sign up. This will sell out, because not only will we have such a great tournament and an after-party back at Sea Dog Brewing Company afterwards, we're going to do a remote broadcast of On the Tee Florida Golf. And plus, it's going to sell out so fast because Patty the Cart Girl is threatening to make a debut there, driving the beverage cart around. So we're looking forward to that. But seriously, this is a charity that buys prosthetics, limbs for, you know, for kids that are amputees that can't afford it. Okay, so this is a very, very worthwhile charity. Plus, another tournament coming up, and I just want to promote that real quick. Super Bowl of Golf, Tampa, Florida. It's going to be on Monday, June 10th. And Dexter Daxton is playing. Benny Testaverde is just committed to playing. These are NFL alumni players that are team captains in a four-person scramble. You add the team captain in, that makes five, and you go to the Super Bowl of Golf if you win the Tampa qualifier. What a great time. It benefits kids' charities in the Tampa Bay area. You go to the NFLalumni.org, and you'll be able to sign up. So anyway, I just want to promote that term, and I know it's way off in June, but Dexter Jackson, Benny Testaverde, Derek Brooks, the names of the players are outstanding. We're looking forward to a great tournament.
Well, and we will be broadcasting live from that event as well. And I know for a fact that you're going to be at the Sea Dogs event, because you're probably going to take that spot right next to Patty Suzette on the cart.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Well, I guarantee you have it.
Wow.
I'll be following in a cart to make sure you behave yourself, but you have a spot on the cart there, Stud.
All right. I love it. I love it.
Bill, the Stud Butner.
He's got the potato in mind near the spud.
Exactly. Well, gents, thank you for coming. I'm sorry you missed your fellow Tar Heel, but next week, week from today, we will be live at Feather Sound from 5 to 7. Looking forward to that. I finally get on maybe only the second country club in my life. They never let me on the grounds anywhere. So I'm going to go incognito. You're going to get me through that gate, John Rager.
Well, we're just looking forward to just a great upcoming flurry of events. Just remind our listeners, onthetfloridagolf.com, onthetfloridagolf.com. Go to our website. You can sign up for free tickets to the Florida Swing coming up.
From Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Bill the Stud Butner, Ben Smith, Ward Chapman, James Poulter, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass. And always hit them straight.